right, laddies.
I was doing a little supper shopping today at Island Foods up the road. I had my little baby cart half filled with about anything that didn't seem double the price, and fell in behind a lady whose overflowing groceries indicated a resident who really didn't worry much about little things like prices or specials or coupon discounts. If she'd been sporting a mink coat, I wouldn't have expected less. Tina, the checkout clerk on register number 4, the one labeled Utsalatty as a nod to our island's sketchy history, was scanning items faster than a TSA agent on meth. She turned to Marie Antoinette and said in her usual cheerful greeting, "How you doing today?" By this time, Zsa Zsa had a smartphone in her bejeweled ear and ignored Tina as any high lady would when an impudent commoner affronted her status. M'lady was now occupied with a conversation about the horrific traffic resulting from a fender bender we'd both apparently passed earlier. It had been a terrible inconvenience to her schedule for tea time. They say time is money, but they don't say it on the south end. Tina, who lives half a mile north of me in a small ghetto subdivided with a zoning variance that made some commissioners' friends rich, well, Tina makes minimum wage plus a buck. Time, I seriously doubt, is mostly money to her. It's a bad back, varicose veins, and a wrist brace for her carpal tunnel syndrome that will soon doom her fabulous career. Half the people she checks out never say boo to her. A quarter are on their cell phone. A few are just unfriendly, like she was price gouging them. And the rest don't see or hear her. She's just the checkout girl. Tina has a husband, Billy, used to be a contractor before he crushed a disc in his spine that ended his career. He gets some disability, and between that and Tina's largesse, they make the payments on their double wide, but really just barely. It's a scrape every damn month, but I've never heard her complain. She's glad to have this job. "You have a nice day," she smiles to Her Majesty, who's still chattering on her cell. Tina turns to me and asks happily, "How's it going, Skeeter?" If she and I weren't happily married, I swear to God I'd propose to her on the spot.
All right, laddies.